Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and be my heart.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb. We don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there. And the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and believed. But they did not yet understand the scripture, and he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, this seat up here right next to me is still vacant. So, this is a very bad, tasteless joke, which I shouldn't do. You know, the details in this gospel are left there, and they really make us pause and wonder. But one of the reasons why I think the details are there is to help us know what really happened. But the cloth that covered his head was rolled up in a separate place. It wasn't bad, but boys and girls, even Jesus made his bed after he got up. But in seriousness, you know, these days, I hear it a lot, questioning whether Jesus rose from the dead. But I heard a question I hadn't thought of in a while, even though I had pondered it. Now, do you guys sometimes watch YouTube videos? So, once upon a time, I watched a video of an argument between an atheist and a Christian. Now I turn on YouTube, and what do I get? Hundreds of arguments. So, algorithms, watch what you watch, because it will haunt you, good or bad. And this particular question of someone who didn't believe asked, well, even if Jesus did rise from the dead, does that prove he's God? I think that's a good question. And I have over the years pondered it, but it's been a long time. And so, you know, coming back from the dead is not unique to Jesus. Many people have testified that they've gone, died, gone to heaven. One I know even didn't go to heaven. And we're grateful they came back. But encountered another dimension. And I even in my life have met 11 people now who testify to that. And so coming back from the dead isn't unique, but what happened to Jesus is unique. The evidence is there in Scripture, and we know it. But his body was different. Right? Lazarus had just been raised from the dead a couple chapters earlier in John's Gospel. And he came out tied hand and foot and had to be unbound. Jesus, something or someone took off the burial clothes. And it wouldn't have been a grave robber because they wouldn't do that. It'd be all bloody and sticky. They needed that to carry the body anyway. And so, something happened different. And as you know, the risen Lord appeared to others, the 12 disciples, to Mary Magdala, and he appeared different than what his disciples knew. Mary didn't recognize him at first, thought he was the gardener. The disciples on the road to Emmaus didn't recognize him. But other times they did recognize him. He came across locked doors and revealed wounds that apparently weren't there every time he appeared, otherwise they would have recognized him. And then he disappeared from their sight. And so there is something unique about what Jesus revealed to us in the resurrection. Does it prove he's God? I don't think so. But does it prove that there's more to this world than we really understand? And that he is revealing and inviting us to that same reality to share in his risen life? But if he's revealing a greater reality, we can trust that that reality exists even though we don't really fully be able to describe it. Further, if somebody raised him from the dead or something, it must be part of that greater reality too and have great power, right? And if what Jesus did when he was alive before his death was not true, would that entity have raised up Jesus? And so by itself, perhaps, but if you take both the words and the deeds of Jesus, like St. Peter is telling us in the first reading, some of the words, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I are one. Before Abraham was, I am. He was crucified for blasphemy, claiming he was God. Not only did he raise the dead, but he forgave sins, walked on water, he redefined the Torah, and further wrote it, and proclaimed he's Lord of the Sabbath, the Torah given to us by God. He does the things that only God can do, and speaks the words that he is God. And so together with his life, death, resurrection, we can trust that the resurrection is part of the truth, that he is God, inviting us to a greater reality that's hard for us to see. And yet, so often today, myself included, in past years, struggle for more evidence. You know, many people talk about the evidence of why the resurrection is true, why Jesus is God. Some of them are like this. Why did those early disciples who were so afraid suddenly become so courageous? Something must have happened to them. How did the church grow so quickly from a defeated group of people to a large church? Many came and people laid down their lives in martyrdom. And in the year 312, the Roman Empire, the cruel, brutal pagan empire, was converted to the Holy Roman Empire. Hard for that to happen without any violence, but by love and witness. And then that we are still here 2,000 years later. There's not many human institutions that can really survive human errors and still still be around 2,000 years unless God truly was involved. Are we perfect? No. But God is sustaining it. And then there's other proofs, more miraculous, that I like to talk about. The shroud of Turin. You know, evidence goes either way, but more and more they study it. Pretty incredible things if you study the shroud of Turin. Then there's other apparitions throughout the year. Marian apparitions. Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Tilma of Juan Diego, on Juan Diego's Tilma, the image. Miraculous if you study that. And then other Marian apparitions that have been investigated. George, Fatima, and more. But you know what? I was sharing this with somebody, and someone asked me a very good question. Why does Mary keep appearing but not Jesus? And it took me 2 or 3 years, and I just came up with the answer this week. I have to go back and check up with them. Sometimes that happens, right? As we search, it takes a long time to find the answer. But maybe the answer is Jesus really is appearing. You know there's been over 100 Eucharistic miracles over the years, and the most recent that's been well documented is in 2013 in Poland, and also in 2008. And those miracles, the bread and the wine, truly did change into human heart muscle. Scientists investigated in 2013. Even in Poland, they got some technology over there. I'm bad. I'm Polish. I can say that. And they found that it not only was it human heart muscle, but get a hold of this, it was living and it was under great stress. You can tell this with forensics. And also with the same blood type throughout all the other Eucharistic miracles that have been invested. And if that is really true, that Jesus is appearing in the Eucharist, that means every single day, every single Mass, the risen Lord appears to us. But again, we don't always recognize Him with our human eyes. But with the eyes of the heart, we are invited. And on the road to Emmaus, you know, as He revealed Himself finally in the breaking of the bread and then vanished from their sight, as if to say, this is the way you will see Me from now. And in Matthew 28, He says, I am with you to the end of time. How else could He be with us, all of us, throughout the whole world, in just one body? To you for us to work this miracle. This is My body, this is My blood. And if God spoke it, right? God spoke it. Let there be light. Let there be land, sea, and it came to be. And this is the way He truly appears to us miraculously in the ordinary, inviting us to see how miraculous the ordinary really is. And you know what? A little bit longer, if I may. Those are big proofs. But there's even bigger proofs, and then I'm still going to go one better than that after. You know, when I was young and away from the church, and struggling and searching, the Acts of the Apostles. Have you read that recently? One of the most exciting books of the New Testament. And it's a quick read, but it's filled with miracles, and one reads it and thinks, wow, if all these miracles happened today, everyone would believe. You know what? When I was away from the church, I never saw the miracle. But now, having forced to be part of the church, because I'm a priest, forgive me, but very involved, miracles happen regularly. The many people we pray for who are cured. Also, one person shared with me how he heard, struggling from cancer, how he heard in the gospel that Jesus touched someone and healed them And he thought to himself, Jesus, if only I could touch him, you would heal me. And then it occurred to him that he's coming to the Eucharist, Jesus, and that he's going to touch Jesus. And so as the priest of the body of Christ, he said, Lord Jesus, heal me, please. And he went home, got his appetite back, went to the doctor, and he's free of cancer still to this day. Another lady testified that during our Discover Christ experience, and we have a retreat, and people pray over one another. She said two people prayed and put their arms on their hands on her shoulders, and she experienced a great joy. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, one of the things that can happen is people pray with one another. And she said a year later, that joy is still there. That same person also shared that when she went to follow Christ's experience and was learning how to pray with the gospel, but it is the teaching of the church that Jesus, the risen Lord, reveals himself through the teaching and preaching and praying of the gospel. So she recognized and imagined when Jesus spoke to her, not in the apparition, but in the eyes of her heart, that he came and held her hand and revealed his love to her. This year, people have called with depression, the darkness, the grief they can't seem to shake. And based on what someone else shared with me, I encourage them to take it to the cross and just pray regularly every day and put your pain on the cross with Jesus. And three people now have come back and shared weeks, months later, how that has changed their sadness. And although the pain isn't fully gone, they see a light and they have hope. And how about the many people in our congregation this last year who've been praying to have children and succeed in difficulty? And God answered those prayers and they conceived and bore healthy children. God is truly risen. He is all powerful. He continues to reveal himself regularly. We have to be part of the community that testifies to these things, to hear them, and to ask and experience that grace. I am with you to the end of time, but he's with us through the sacraments, through the scripture, and through the community of the church, inviting us. In John chapter 14, verse 28, this is my biggest proof that I say to Jesus. He says, if you follow my commandments, I will reveal myself to you. One of his commandments is do this in memory of me. For two or three are gathered, so am I in their midst. As we become in a sleep of faith without really knowing if God is really real or Jesus can really make a difference in my life, we come. Start to follow. And then he, because he respects our free will, makes it known to us that he has risen. He does love us. He does forgive us sins. He does want to change our sadness into joy, the darkness into light, and give us and share with us that risen life. And so right now, brothers and sisters, let's just pause. And wherever you are in your faith journey, whether you're still searching, curious, open, or if you've encountered Jesus but are struggling with something in particular, pray your heart in an authentic way. Jesus, if you can make a difference, show me. You are truly risen. Show me. Jesus, take away this pain or this darkness. Jesus, help me to know you and your love. Thank you.
disciples. Hopefully, you know that you gain a clear to us in the future, bringing your Holy Spirit. Leave that Spirit upon us, Lord. Help us to know you in deeper ways. Renew our spirits that are bound and struggling sometimes. Help us to be greater and better witnesses of you.